the zone that you chayiv misa for, you chayiv skina for. Echor eved, whether you do the aved, you worship it, which means the normal manner. Any normal manner of worshiping that aved is zone, you chayiv misa for. Secondly, the echor mazabeach, if you shech the behema to the aved is zone, and this the Gemara says, even though it's not a derech to do it this way, still you chayiv misa. V'yechad ha-maktif, if you burn keteris for the Avodah Zarah. V'yechad ha-menasech, if you pour wine for the Avodah, in front of the Avodah Zarah. V'yechad ha-mishtakhava, and if you bow down to the Avodah Zarah. V'yechad ha-so we're seeing from mishtakhava, also yechayiv, even though it's not shlokederech. V'yechad ha-makabli, olav l'lehai. If you accept it upon yourself, you say, I accept upon this thing to be my God, for that yechayiv misa. That's also called an Avodah to Avodah Zarah. And if you say to it, you're my God, that's also called the Oyver Avodah Zarah. Avo, but Hamagasef, if you just hug it, you hug the idol. The Amanashev, you come and kiss it. The Amachabedechvesh, you clean it out. The Hamabitz, you take away the dust of it, this type of cleaning. The Amarachitz, you want to give it a bath, you wash it down. The Asach, you put some oil on it, you anoint it a little bit. Rubber has rough stuff there. You want to smooth it out a little bit. The Amalbish, you put clothing on the idol there. The Amano, you put shoes on him. Over the Leisa say, true, these things are a Leisa say, it's not nice to do. Rashi says, the Leisavdom, you say it, see, this is an extra time, Leisavdom. So we dash in, it says, Chad Medibish Rishonis, the Achrenis, the Chad Leishishtachvel Lelehayim, the Leisavdom, the Leisavdom, the So here, if it's not kedarkim, the way they really do it, it's mirinish lekedarach. That if you do any of these type of things, which is not the real way they worship them, so you're not chayiv misa, it's only a lav. That's called an avodah shalekedarka, a type of a work worship that they do not do, so that you're not chayiv misa, but it's a lav. Ha-neder b'shmoi, if you make a neder and say in the name of an avodah zarah, or else for Amakayim, you make a shmua that you will do something, Hishmei, in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Over the Leisa say, you're over Allah, you're not Chayiv Misa. The prophet says, V'shem Elohim Acherim Leisas Kiru. You're not supposed to mention another name of the Avodah Zarah. So for just mentioning it, you're over the Allah. Over the Leisa say. Now, HaPoyer Atzmei Lebalpur. Somebody mamish goes and has a mattress raya. Mamish makes his treatment. Mm-hmm. He makes in front of the Avodah Zarah of Pepel. So Rokhari Zuri Avodosai. Even though it's a Misa thing, it's a disgusting thing to do, you think maybe not Chayiv Misa Kamashla, no. Because that's the way the Goyim, our worship, their Avodah Zarah, if a Jew would do it, or even if a Goy does it, he's Chayiv Misa for that. Zuri Avodosai. And Hazarik Evan the Makulius, also you think it's nothing, what are you doing just throwing stones or piling them up for 1, 2, and 3 on top of it? Is Zuri Avodosa, yes, for that alone Yechayiv Misa. Since that's the Derech, that's the way the Avodah the Goyim worship their Avodah Zarah, so if you do this type of an Avodah, even though it's a Maisa Dizoyan, but it has no meaning to it, still Yechayiv Misa for it. These are the Kolim of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara explains. My, what does the Mishnah mean? Echad Oivid starts off to say somebody that worships the Avodah Zarah. But then the Mishnah goes on and explains what does it mean to worship. So what's the beginning? What's that Dome Echad Oivid if you worship? We're talking about worshiping it. Hokikom, this is what the Mishnah used to say. Echad Oivid Kedaka. Whether you worship the Avodah Zarah in the normal manner, the way they worship it. The Echad HaMezabeach. Or whether you take an animal and you shecht it for Hashem the Avodah Zarah. The Yechad HaMaktir, or whether you burn something in Shem Avodah Zarah. The Yechad HaMenafich, or whether you pour the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. The Yechad HaMishtachaveh, or whether you bow down to the Avodah Zarah. These cases, the Afilish Loikadaka, even if the Goyim themselves do not do these things to their Avodah Zarah, they do not say they will not shecht an animal to their Avodah Zarah, still if a Jew would go and shecht an animal to their Avodah Zarah, it would be Chayiv Misa. That's called a finished like a darker. For the Gemara, what happened? The lech shiv nami zorik. What about if you zorik dam? Zrika, throwing the dam, you should also be chayib. Well, since you're the reason why. Any avoider, the four avoiders that we do for kavanas, lefnim, in the base of Migdash, on those four avoiders, which is shchita, zrika, Kabbalah, all right, the Kabbalah, Kabbalah, we don't have. But Shchita and Zrika, and the Maktir, and the Nisach of the Yayin, these four avoiders that we do in our Mizbeach, if we do any one of these four avoiders to the avoider Zora, we're Chayiv Misa for it. So Zrika is also one of those avoiders that we do in the Pnim, we do in the Beis Hamikdash. So Zrika should also be, if you Zorik Dam, in front of any avoider Zora, you should be Chayiv Misa. Some Rabbi Abaye says true, Zorik Hainu Manasseh. When it says Manasseh, it doesn't only mean pouring over wine, it also means sprinkling the Dam. So the prophet says, Bal Asech Nischeye Midam. Siloshin Nesicha applies to Dam also. The sprinkling of the Dam, the Zrikas Adam, also goes into the word Nischeye. So the Mishnah says, Ahamanasech, it also means Zrikas Adam. So kids, so these four avoiders are different, that Yechayev, even though it's not the normal manner for Goy to worship that way. Now the question is, how do we know this? The Tanur Abonim, we like this. Even then, the Pesach would have just said, Zoyveach, Yecholim, if somebody shechts an animal, Yecholim is a Lashon deserves to be Chayiv Misa. Rashi says, Lashon Misa the Siv, Kol Cherem Asher Yechra Min Odom, Lo Yipodem Mois Yumas. So what it just said, Zoyveach, Yecholim, Yisi Yomer, the Zoyveach, Kodshim, Bachutz, Akos, Madaber. Maybe this prophet is talking about if someone takes a korban, and he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash, for that is Chayiv Misa. Talmud Raymond, that's why the prophet says no, lelehim. It means that you should not shecht it to an avoid Zorah. The Zoveyach, we avoid this kechov makos and medaber. So if the prophet says Zoveyach, lelehim, yichorim. If you shecht an animal to an avoid Zorah, for that you chayiv misa. That's what the prophet was talking about. Now, only yellow is Zoveyach. Maybe only if you shecht. Here it says, stam a klau. Any time you shecht an animal to an avoid Zorah, you chayiv misa. So maybe only Zaveach Hashchita. Maktir, how do you know if you burn the fats or the keteris on in front of Avodah Zarah? Or Manasseh, or you pour the wine or the blood. Minayin, Talmudim, the Pesach says at the end, it ends off, Bilti LaHashem Levadai, that you should only do these Avodahs to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So like Reikon HaAvodah Stumas throws all the Avodahs L'Shem HaMiyuchad. It means the avoidance that we do in the Beis HaMikdash has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. And on this, the Pesach is saying you're not supposed to use these avoidance to an avoidance Zorah. So, Lefi Sheyotza Zvicha Lidon, the avoidance Pnim. So, why does the Pesach speak out clearly? Zaveach Lelehim Yechorim. Says the word Zvicha, meaning Shechita. It's like a Binyanav. Come to teach us. Zvicha, Lefi Sheyotza Zvicha Lidon. The Avodah Pnim, it's something that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. So, therefore, any Avodah that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, those Avodahs, if you do it to an Avodah Zorah, you chayiv misa. Even though it's not a derech, the goyim do not spill wine or do not spill blood in front of the Avodah Zorah, if a Jew would spill blood in front of the Avodah Zorah, it would be chayiv misa. Now, minayin l'rabah is tishtachavu, the Mishnah says also, v'yechad ha-mishtachavu. Now there's no avoidal pnim in the of the Karbonos to be mishtachavir, bowing down. So how do we know bowing down to an avoidal zor yechayiv? Talmud Lema, the Pesach in the Devarim says, Vayelech vayavod elohim achayim, vayishtachavir lehem. Says that they bow down to the avoidal zor. For some claim, right after that, the Pesach says, V'yotzeis yishahu. So you give them a yechayiv skila. So here we see just for bowing down to the avoidah Zorah, Yechayiv Skila. The Torah says it's Stam, Mashmi, even though the Goyim do not worship their avoidah Zorah that way, but if we would worship avoidah Zorah with a Shtachavro, bowing down, so that also Yechayiv Misa.
And we do that once a year on Yom Kippur.
Tomorrow says, Oynish Shemano, true, we have the Oynish here of Yetzesa, the limit here for the Oynish, but Azorah, Minayin, where's the Azorah for this? Talmud Lem, the Pesach says, shouldn't bow down. So for this alone, also Yechayiv Misa. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe Shani Marba should include also HaMegafet, if you go stomp to hug the idol, via Menashek, you kiss him, via Manu, you put shoes on him. Talmud Lem, that the Pesach says, no, Zeveach. Zeveach Lelehim Yechorim. Zevicha Beklau Hoysa. The Gemara is saying now that all the avodas hapnim, any avod you do in, for korban in the Beis HaMikdash, for those avodas shechayiv misa. For Lama Yosef, how come it went out the Torah says special zvicha? Is la'akesh shalev loy malach. The teacher is like this.
Ma zvichem yuchedes. She avoidis pnim. Zvicha shchita is a special avoida that we do for the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. V'chayavim oleh misa. And for this avoida shchita, if you'll take an animal and shecht it in front of any avoida zara, or a shame of avoida zara, you be chayav misa. Is af kol she avoidis pnim. That means zrika and nisuch. That's also avoidis pnim and akhtara burning. V'chayav oleh misa. That you also chayav misa. So now we only know these four avodas. Yotze shtachav, shtachav also tells us separately. But we had a post before. So it's shtachav and lielacher, lidur biyatzmoi, to teach itself. That's all. We'll have to soon see why. How do we know this? We're saying now zvicha is the cloud. I mean, any avodas hapnim yichayiv misa if you worship the avodas zara, even shlekederach. When the prophet says Ishtachaveh, even though Ishtachaveh is not Avodas Pnim, also we see if you bow down to any Avodas Zorah, you chayiv nis, even though it's not a derech, but it's only for Maisa bowing down, not for kissing, not for hugging. We'll start to see why. Why Ishtachaveh is only for itself. Moshe says Ishtachaveh, lead them biyatzmai. It's only to teach that in itself, if you bow down, for that you chayiv misa. But Yotzis, but zvicha, that's the klal, our klal kulay, that teach us on which other avodas are chayiv, only the dalar avodas that you do in the Beis Hamikdash for the kabonis. But stam to kiss him or to hug him, since that's not an avodas apnim, if you go to an avodas zoh and you stam kiss him and you hug him, you're not chayiv misa. Unless that will be the way the goyim worship their avodas zoh. If that would be the derech, then you'd be chayiv. But if it's not the derech for them to worship, worship means that's the way they're worshiping, not just down there acting nice to him. But if that's the way they worship it, then you're chayiv. Oh, mama, what would you say? Chayis Yomai would have thought to say, v'zaveh kodshim b'chutz ha'kosim adaber. If it wouldn't have said the word zaveh l'alehim, if it would have just said zaveh yicharim, I would have thought to say, you know what you're chayiv needs for, just for shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, what kind of admin is that? Kodshim b'chutz korosu. Yoni chayiv korus, and here it says yichayiv skila. So how could you say here yichayiv is talking about kodshim b'chutz? Smar says yes. So how could I would have thought to say kiyasru be'katle. If they give the person a warning not to shech the korban outside the Beis Hamikdash, we'll give you skila. I, the pasuk only says korus. That's talking about Kilo Yasribay. If the Eidim do not give the person warning first, then chorus, that's what I would have thought to say. Kamashlon, that's the Kiddush, you know, that the Pasuk says, Zaveach Lelohim Yechorim, we're talking about Shechting for Navoid Zorah, then Yechayiv Skila, and not just for Shechting Bachwitz. Omalei Rova, Bar Rav Chon Labayom, Eima, why don't I say the opposite? That yotze shtachavo lomod ala klal kulay. There are two types of an avodah that the pasuk says now yichayi b'choloifin. Hishtachavo, bowing down, and zaveach shchita. So why don't I say hishtachavo is learning any type of an avodah, any type of a worshiping you do to an avodah zorah, you be chayiv. Let that be the klal. Ein mir jetzt ist tag von lumen aber klar kula. Der gitein ist so ihr lässt mir denn so weg lammeli. What do I need to weg for? Nadig if you bow down you gai is any type of an avoid you gai for. So I tell you maybe the goof need of itself a different halacha true. If you want to say Zaveach, I would also know Yechai for Shechting. If Yechai for Shtachavah means any type of a way you worship them, Yechai. So what do I need? Zvicha? Legufei. To Mechashvina mi avoida li avoida. That Yechayiv, if B'shas you're doing one avoid, B'shas Shchito, you're thinking that now you want to do this Rika L'Shem Avoid Zoro. That's cool. When you're doing one avoid, you're thinking that when I'm going to do the second one will be done for an Avoid Zoro. So that's the Machoik, because the Sosid Yitma will like this. Ha'ashoychet Tehema. If a person shechs the animal, B'shas Shchito, and he thinks that this is like Domel Avodas Kesavim. Right now when I'm shechting,
Later when he does the Zerik, he'll do that L'shem Avodah Zarah. And later when he does the Zerik, he changes his mind already. But still, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's called Mechashvim Yavodah L'Avodah. If B'shas you're doing the Shechita, you have in mind now to do a Ma'isa Avodah Zarah, for that alone Yechayiv, for that alone the Behemoth becomes Asav Anoah, it's called a Korban for an Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Yochanan's story. And there's a shah we'll learn later in culture about this, about all korbanos also like that. But every korban, that's a little machshavas pigul, mechashvim yavodah yavodah.